Friday, February 25, 2022, 6:15 a.m. Okay, I'm just starting to paint right now. Got up around 3:30 or so. Did my usual stuff. Watched some news about what's going on in the Ukraine. they're saying that this is an all-out invasion and Ukraine will fall sooner or later, and the hopes for the Ukraine people are that there will be an insurgency that'll cost the invaders from Russia a price for doing what they're doing. So they've also armed the citizenry with rifles and told them that they can go ahead and fight back, Molotov cocktails and rifles and stuff. I guess take pot shots at the soldiers coming in. So I guess there was a battle at some small airport just north of the capital of Kiev. Whatever, however you pronounce it. Anyway, so I guess the Russians tried to take the. Took it over, and then the Serb, Ukrainians pushed them back, and I guess they regained control over it, and that's a good thing because they were thinking that Putin wanted to take that airport in so he can truck or fly in big trucks and bigger equipment into the area and take over the government, which is his main goal, just to basically take over the country. Kill off the government and put in his own government. So, it's just a reminder that and the one thing that I am noticing is that a lot of people they're interviewing people that are actually there, that live there and stuff, and I it would seem that a lot of them, a lot of the reoccurring comments are that they didn't, they really didn't think it was going to happen. Right up to the very last minute before the attack, they thought, yeah, it's not really gonna. He, you know, there's the war that's gonna. He's just gonna try to take over a little bit of the country, which he had been trying to do the past several years to the east with the Russian. Russian-backed separatists, and but right up to the very end here, right before the war started, before all the bombing started, everybody thought, yeah, that's not going to happen. So they had a mass exodus of people trying to get out of the capital. They showed the traffic jam on the highway. They showed people trying to get money out of the bank. So. You know, it's and the complacency of us people in the world that have a good life to think that something bad is not going to happen on a widespread scale on a wide scale. I don't know, but it can happen. That's why there's the Second Amendment. Remember, the founders of the country had just fought off a tyrannical regime, not regime, but a tyrannical leader, or government, and they knew that they had to have the ability to fight off anything because that's just the way the world is. You know, even in the 21st century, you know. I think that was one of the comments that I heard that, hey, this is the 21st century. This is not supposed to happen. Well, you know, there's always going to be people like Hitler and Putin and stuff. And that's another thing. You know, Putin's doing exactly what Hitler did, but nobody's even comparing him to Hitler. You know, all Donald Trump had to do was just stand there and they're calling him Hitler, literally Hitler. So that just shows you, the rhetoric of the press. Anyway, so That's what the Second Amendment's there for, because yeah, we have our government keeping us relatively safe, okay? But at one point, the government's going to say, just like in the Ukraine, you know, hey, we can't protect you anymore. As a matter of fact, can you help us? You know, that's what the Second Amendment's there for. So there should be, you know, and anyway, let me get the painting. We'll see how this works out. Well, it's 9:28 a.m. So I'm gonna stop now. Did a bunch of painted all over. Excuse me. Painted all over the canvas today. I think I'll leave it for a while now. I've got a feeling that I should work on something else. I've been thinking about this other panel that I've been doing, the absolutely free one, the one that I was gonna sand down and do somewhere else. And yeah, I think I'll do something and then leave that for a while. I want to work on some other stuff here. So that's for today. That's my plans. Take care. Bye.